What is News 2, Part 2? The 6 Physiological Measurements. The following list shows the 6 physiological measurements that are included in News 2. Respiration rate. Elevated respiratory rate could be a sign of an acute illness or distress in a patient. It could also be a sign of generalized pain, metabolic disturbance, CNS disturbance, or sepsis that is remote from the lungs. Reduced respiratory rate is an indicator of CNS depression or narcosis. Oxygen saturation. News 2 has 2 different scoring scales for oxygen saturation. Most patients will be on scale 1. Scale 2 is for patients with hypercapnic respiratory failure. Patients that need supplemental oxygen are at a greater risk of deterioration or sepsis, and so the combined News 2 score adds an extra 2 points for any patient in this circumstance. An introduction to News 2-1. Temperature. Pyrexia and hypothermia are included in the News 2 scoring system. Systolic blood pressure. Hypertension, or elevated blood pressure, is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. However, falling systolic blood pressure, known as hypertension, is more important when judging the severity of an acute illness. Pulse rate. Tachycardia, a high heart rate, could indicate circulatory problems caused by sepsis, volume depletion, cardiac failure, pain, general distress, hypothyroidism, or drug intoxication. Bradycardia, a low heart rate, can be normal or a side effect of medication, for example, beta blockers. However, it can also be caused by hypothermia, CNS depression, hypothyroidism, or heart block. Level of consciousness, or new confusion. When testing level of consciousness, you should follow these steps and record the results. If a patient responds to one of the following, you only need to record that result and do not need to continue on through the list. Alert. Are they awake? New. Confusion. Are they alert but seemingly confused or disorientated? Voice. Do they respond to verbal cues? Pain. Do they respond to physical pain or discomfort? Unresponsive. Are they completely unresponsive? This approach grants system-wide standardization and uses the physiological criteria that are already routinely measured in NHS hospitals and pre-hospital care. These readings are recorded on a clinical chart, the News 2 chart, see page 9, and assigned a numerical score.